Well, the observant amongst you will have noticed that Jack wasn't on the McIlvenan Road where he normally is. He has been on holiday. I think he's somewhere in France, obviously up a mountainside, and it looks beautiful. I wonder how he travelled there. I'm not sure whether he drove or whether he flew across. I'm not sure. But I am quite sure that he was full of anticipation as he travelled. And I want you to take a moment to journey with me in a couple of different short journeys. You're going to get into your car or someone's going to drive you. You're going to drive along the road a few miles. You'll get to a car park. You'll come out of the car park. On the first journey, you'll get to that car park. You'll come out, you'll turn left, and you're at your favorite restaurant. There's a table booked for you. You're going to be there with family, friends. You're going to have a great night. Just lovely food, great company. It's a super night. Let me take you on another journey. Same car, same road. You end up in the same car park, but instead of turning right left to go to your restaurant, you turn right to go to the dentist. And at the dentist, you know there's a lot of work to be done. You can hear the sound of the drill as you're walking up the door to the dentist's. It's a very different situation. Same journey, different destination, and I suspect different things going on in your heads. Different purpose to that journey. Going to the restaurant, well, hopefully you're full of anticipation, looking forward to the food, looking forward to the company. Probably not the same sense of anticipation heading to the dentist, however. How you travel has everything to do with where you're going. Let me say that again. How you travel has everything to do with where you're going. If it's somewhere exciting that you're going to, then that will affect how you travel. If it's a mundane thing, then that will be shown in how you travel. If it's something that you dread, then again, how you travel will be reflected. How you travel has everything to do with where you're going. Jack read for us that passage from at the end of Philippians chapter 3. In the previous passage, Paul has been talking to the church in Philippi about his desire to know Christ and everything that follows from that knowing Christ. That's his purpose. That's his desire, to know Christ. But just in case we think that Paul, this super Christian, has already reached that point of knowing Christ perfectly, Paul reminds us, not that I have already obtained all this or have already been made perfect. Paul says, listen, I'm a work in progress, just like you are. I'm a work in progress. I'm on a journey. And how you take that journey has everything to do with where you're going. And so he continues, I press on, I journey on, I travel on, to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of me. Paul's goal is the goal that Jesus has for him. The same Christ who provides him all he needs as he travels, as he journeys. The same Christ has a goal for Paul, and that's Paul's goal for himself. No matter how far he has come, Paul is clear he has not yet reached his destination. I do not consider myself yet to have taken hold of it. I haven't got there yet. And he travels with a couple of things in his mind. One is that he lets go of the past, forgetting what is behind. It doesn't mean that he loses his memory about everything that has gone past. It simply means that he releases it. He leaves it behind. He leaves it as done and dusted, as over with, forgetting what is behind. Behind in Christ's life was the time when he was without Christ. a time when he depended on himself. And earlier on in chapter 3 of Philippians, Paul lists all the things that he depended on, upon his own ability, his own heritage, his own nationality, his own identity. Everything was important to him. Paul says, all that stuff before knowing Jesus was like rubbish. I've left it behind. It's done and dusted. Now, Paul since then has done great things for Jesus. He has been transformed totally. He has done great things for Jesus. And it would be very easy for Paul to rest on his laurels, to bask in the glory of what he has done already. But Paul says, no. Forgetting what is behind, leaving that behind, that's over, that's done with. Pressing forwards. Yesterday afternoon, Heather and I got out on the kayak for a little run up along the coast. Up underneath Dunluce Castle is a beautiful bit of coastline. Awful weather, I have to say, but a beautiful bit of coastline to explore in the kayak. And we would set our direction towards a headland or towards a landmark and paddle towards it. But with the waves and the wind and everything else going on, it was very hard to keep our direction, keep our focus. But one thing I do know, if we had spent our time paddling and looking backwards, well, two things. One, we probably would have ended up in the water rather than on the water, but we would certainly never have reached our destination because we would have been buffeted about all over the place and never reached where we wanted to go to. Jesus recognizes this when Jesus says in Luke chapter 9, no one who puts his hand to the plow and looks back is fit for service in the kingdom of God. So if you want to plow the straight furrow, you're not continually looking over your shoulder and going all over the place. You're looking forward. You're looking at your destination and you're plowing that furrow. You're paddling that kayak. You're living your life, forgetting what is behind. But it's not just about that. It's also about pushing forward. Paul says he is straining towards what is ahead. He presses on. It's not resting in what is gone, what is over. It's looking forwards. Paul's ultimate goal is not found in this life. Now, there are plenty of goals, plenty of good goals, plenty of fine goals, but they're not the ultimate goal. Heaven is Paul's goal, because Jesus is there. When Paul writes to the church in Colossae, he says this, set your hearts on things above, where Christ is seated. Set your minds on things above, not earthly things. This is his ultimate goal. This is his destination. This is what controls his traveling, his journeying. This is what gives him purpose. He's heading towards heaven where Jesus is. Paul's journey is not easy. As we've said so often, this is a Paul who gets beaten, who is caught up in riots, who's thrown into jail, who's shipwrecked. The list goes on. It's not an easy journey, but he keeps going because he has this purpose, this goal, this destination. How you travel has everything to do with your destination. Life in the church in Philippi to whom he writes is not straightforward. What about you and me? As we live in these uncertain and quickly changing times, maybe the personal circumstances we're in at the moment, how do we travel in those? How do we journey in those? How we travel has everything to do with our destination. So Paul presses on, not to some temporary goal, but he presses on to that moment when God will call him heavenward in Jesus Christ. Paul has a purpose, a goal that completely transforms that journey for him. No matter how difficult it may be, no matter how many twists and turns and ups and downs are on that journey, Paul knows where he's heading. He has that destination in mind. He's not simply punching in another day. another week, another month, another year, another term, whatever it may be. Paul sees beyond that. Pressing on towards the prize for which God had called him heavenwards in Christ Jesus. Yes, he was concerned about today, but he knew ultimately where he was going. He wasn't looking backwards, losing sight of his future, his destination. He was moving forwards. He hadn't reached his destination. Hasn't made it yet. What about you and me? We haven't reached our destination yet. We haven't made it. Unless we're fixed on what Paul calls earthly things. And then we may feel that we have made it. We may feel that we have reached our destination, but at the end of the day, those things are temporary. Those things are changing. And if we ever needed to be reminded of that, these last months must have reminded us of how temporary so much of life is. Paul has this eternal, unchanging destination to which he heads. In our opening hymn this morning, we sang about Jesus' desire to lead us forward. From life's first cry to final breath, Jesus controls my destiny. All this journeying, it is Jesus who has control of that as we make our way towards our destination. Till he returns, till Jesus comes back or calls me home. Here in the power of Christ I'll stand. Wonderful words. Great truth. This morning on the ladies' WhatsApp group, they've been thinking about this destination. This lovely picture of Jesus going ahead of us and preparing a home for us. And so many of the ladies on the Blink said that it was a great picture for them because they loved to have family come to stay. They love getting ready, getting the beds made, getting everything ready for family to come and stay. There's a picture there of heaven waiting for us, of Jesus going ahead and preparing a place for us. That's what gave Paul his sense of purpose. Wasn't that he ignored or was just completely insensitive to the world around him. Far from it. As you read through the story of the New Testament, you see Paul being very much concerned about people and situations. But he has this final goal, this final destiny. Let me read with you again just some of the words from the end of that passage which Jack read for us. Our citizenship is in heaven. And we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ, who by the power that enables him to bring everything under his control will transform our lowly bodies so that they will be like his glorious body. Therefore, my brothers, you whom I love and long for, my joy and my crown, that is how you should stand firm in the Lord, dear friends. Having this destination changes the way we travel. Changes what goes on in our heads and hearts. Yes, we will go through difficult, hard, trying times, but it doesn't affect our destination. Again, that lovely promise from Romans that nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Nothing that you go through today or tomorrow will change that destination once you put your trust in Jesus. Nothing can come between you and God's love. It's a great reassurance as we travel. How you travel has everything to do with where you're going. Where are you going? Can you say with the same confidence that Paul says that he is traveling heavenward, waiting for Jesus? Longing for Jesus. And that transforms his travel, his journey, his life. May that be true for us too. May we too travel well, because we know our destination and we look forward to that destination.